Monday night or Yud Beis Sivan. Dvar Halacha.
Okay, so we're learning about Kriyas HaTorah. We're learning about the Torah seems to say you don't make him read over no matter what, although it is a question of what the Torah means, exactly how serious a mistake would the Torah allow you to go along with. Then the Rambam says you correct him for any little mistake. And the Ramos seems to be mechalek between major mistakes and minor mistakes. So we're going over some major mistakes that you make him read over. Now there's also a question of, though, at what point, like, let's say he finished laning already. Let's say they said already the last bracha. So that's a discussion in the Bir Halacha and some Akuf Mem Beis. Is there a point where even if he made what we'll call a major mistake, will we always make him read over and make new brachas and read three psukim in the Torah? It has to do really with what the Torah means, because the idea is that maybe b'di'evid was samech on the shitas haTorah, and we wouldn't make like a new bracha and read new psukim, make a whole new aliyah, because we'll be samech on the Torah b'di'evid. But maybe the Torah really doesn't mean so far. That's the question of what the Kavanas HaTorah is. So that's a complicated Indian, and there's a long Bir Halacha about that. If you skip the word, though, by the way, that's for sure, like, there's no Torah, there's no... If you skip the word, you have to read over, even afterwards. Skipping a word is skipping a word. There's no difference if you... What? At some point, it's like you skip the word. It's true. When we talk about pronouncing a word wrong, we're talking about within the parameters that it's that word, you're just pronouncing it wrong. At some point, you leave those parameters, and it's like you skip the word. Exactly that is also not so clear. Exactly at what point is it called you skip the word? But indeed, if you misread a word, I mean, that's one case, that's called a major mistake. Again, at some point it would be called even that you skipped the word. But if you misread it, if you made a mistake, if you pronounced it, I don't know, you see, you have to know the Gedorim, like a Kometz and a Patach really doesn't matter. But if you really messed up, so that's called a major mistake and he has to read over. If he added, an issue is if he's added, or this is a very interesting Shaila, if he added or subtracted a letter in a way that does not affect the meaning of the word. He said v'im instead of im, and the meaning is not affected. So that's a shaila here, and the Bir Halacha brings down the gra that of course you have to make him read over. The Mishnah Berurah is not so sure, so I guess, you know, these are issues. The Rav has to paskin on the spot.